In a dystopian technological realm full of confusion and disarray, three heroes emerged with a message to the masses. The year was 2004. Googlebot struck first, scorching the SERPs. The webmasters fought back, but the battle was brutal and decisive. When the smoke cleared, the webmasters were divided and defeated. Until now, a resistance has started, and the bots have been answered. Tune in to join the resistance and learn to fight the good fight and claim your place in the SEO world. From the minds at Mind Development and Design, welcome to the Mind Your SEO podcast. Be prepared to unlock the secrets of Google rankings and dominate your competition with the knowledge provided by your SEO guides, David Brown, Mark Boyd, and Russ Randolph. Mind Your SEO.
Hey there, and welcome to this week's Mind Your SEO podcast. I'm Mark Boyd, here with Dave Brown and Russ Randolph. Google's stirring up the pot again, which always gives us a lot of fodder to talk about. But what we're all about on here is, what do these changes mean to you? What can you do in your business? What can you do to stay in good standing with your SEO? Or if you do find yourself in penalty, what can you do to recover from it? And that's what the topic is today on the Mind Your SEO podcast. Because yesterday there was a couple of things that happened. One, people are wondering if Google actually did an algorithm update yesterday, or if the changes that were noticed in some of the rankings are just an anomaly. And then Matt Cutts had an article where he was talking about disavow and how you don't delete your old disavow files before uploading new ones. And we've had plenty of experience with that with clients who have come to us in penalty and having to, I mean, Russ and Dave and I have had to go through literally thousands of links and check links out and see which one should be disavowed or not. It's a lot of trouble. It's a pain in the ass, quite frankly. So we thought, with this stuff fresh in the news right now, we thought it would be a good idea to revisit penalties, because a lot of business owners just don't understand them. And really, at the root of it all, what we've got to cover first is manual versus algorithmic penalty. And Dave, when you and I started working together a few years ago, I didn't know what the difference between manual and algorithmic penalty is. And I do know that neither one you want to be in, but algorithmic penalty tends to be the most difficult to recover from what we've done here together. Would that be fair?
Paddle or the cleaver.
No, you're right, Russ. Here's the thing. Algorithmic penalty, you're not going to get a manual spam action mentioned to you in Webmaster Tools. You're going to see a drop in organic search and go, what the hell happened? So that we've had clients that have been in algorithmic penalty, as you guys both know, because we've worked on their link audits and things of that nature. What the hell happened? We were doing, you know, 10,000 or 200,000 or 800,000 uniques a month, and all of a sudden we're here, and we don't have anything telling us that we got into any penalties. So algorithmic, you're not going to get a manual spam action in Webmaster Tools. If you get a manual spam action, it's very simple. We have a client, which you guys are both aware of. He had talked to six other SEO vendors. And you know, the client says, this is why I love you. Within 45 seconds, you were able to say you're in manual spam. You know what really bothered me about this entire thing is, and you guys both know this because you've been privy to all the conversations, this particular client had a manual spam penalty, and he had been talking to six other SEO companies, and they said, oh, just ignore it. It'll go away.
Didn't they actually discourage him from even contacting Google about it?
Yes. They absolutely did.
Red flag.
The thing is, that is red flag. If you have a manual spam penalty, it's very simple, guys. In your Webmaster Tools account, in messages, it will say manual spam penalty has been applied to the site because you're doing this or this wrong. So you need to go through and you need to take care of all that crap and apologize to Google. If you're not doing that and then changing the way that you're doing business, then you're going to be screwed for a year plus. This can take 6 to 8 months to come out of penalty, fully come out of penalty. We have clients, with 20,000 plus key terms in Webmaster Tools, and we can still see terms coming up 700 places. So that's, 10 places per page.
Yep.
That's 70 pages. Who goes 70 pages deep to find something? I don't. Do you guys search?
Not a bit. I rarely go past the first page.
Okay. But, yeah,
truth be told.
my point is, would you go 70 pages deep to
Hell
find?
No.
Okay. Neither would most of America. Most people don't give two shits. Most people will not go... I think it's like 0.003%. Don't quote me on that, but last numbers I saw from a recent study, I believe it was out of Stanford. I can't. I haven't had enough coffee today, honestly, to tell you where that's coming from. But most people are not going to go past a third page. So if you're on page 70. It's like blinking in the dark. Nobody knows who you are. Nobody knows what you're doing. That you're in penalty. So you need to get out of there. When we have clients coming out of penalty, we will see in Webmaster Tools under search queries with change added. Their average ranking across all the data centers. 700 spots up to page 2.
That's the good part. When you're recovering from penalty, you can generally tell when that recovery is happening.
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. So those sorts of things, if you're in a manual penalty, if you're in an algorithmic penalty, it is much harder to decipher. You can probably tell... Traffic went down, sales went down, this happened, that happened, our company started failing at this point. Okay, well, then you're probably an algorithmic penalty, right? Which the unfortunate part about that is algorithmic penalty, we're not allowed to put in a re-inclusion request anymore. Google did for a while, and I love Google and I hate Google. That's at the end of the day. That's the way that works.
They are very much that kind of an entity.
you either love them or you hate them. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That being said, you can see those changes, and you can see what's happening and what's wrong. And, link audits, forensic link analysis is massive. We do forensic link analysis as well. There's also experts in that field that do nothing but forensic link analysis. These are the problem sites that are giving you the problems. So it's a matter of reaching out to those webmasters. Can you please turn this off? Can you turn that off? I will mention real briefly, which is really funny. I haven't really given any thought and or time to neo1seo.com in the last 6-7 years, just because I haven't had time and I don't really care. It's kind of like Todd Friesen, Oil Man, Greg Bozer, all those guys, they don't really update their blogs on a regular basis. I have not updated mine. I was a member of... I still am a member of my blog guest. I think Ann Smarty is doing a really good job. She put out a and an apology note to everybody. But at the same time, anybody that was writing anything that they shouldn't have been writing, I don't let people come in into my blog and write a post about financial crap. Mm-hmm. My blog is all SEO related, right? So if you're talking about search, social, anything of that nature, it's absolutely there, spot on. So out of this entire deal, not a single one of our clients went into penalty, knock on wood. And the only thing that I did, I was asked to remove one blog post, just the links. I just removed the entire post. Look, if the images were dead and everything like that, and they were hosting them themselves, and they turned all that off, so we'll go ahead and get rid of it. So I just got rid of the entire thing, and my site's not in penalty. My old blog, not in penalty, blah blah. I don't put crap out. So if you're putting crap out, by all means, expect to be put into penalty. You know what
it,
I mean?
It's so true, because when something like that happens, whether it's my blog guest or another guest blogging forum, you know, you have those people who just jump on the bandwagon and want to start putting down these forums. And, you know, the fact of the matter is, my blog guests, they, and I'm sure that there are others too, but my blog guest is the one that I'm most familiar with. They go out of their way to be above and to go above and beyond Google compliance. However, just like you have people gaming Google's algorithm, which is why Google has to keep doing the updates they do, you've got people that are members of a forum, of a guest blogging forum, that are there and are you're just going to be blatantly trying to game the system. And it's usually pretty obvious which ones they are. And the question to ask yourself is just what you just said, Dave, is what are my intentions? Am I putting valid, if I'm accepting guest posts that are linking back to other people's author profiles and yada yada, am I putting this guest post on my site because it's relevant to the work that I do? And conversely, if I'm writing guest posts, am I trying to get them posted on other sites that are relevant to my site? Because if you're looking for relevance and you're going about it the right way, you're not going to have all those problems that the gamers have.
Right. Well, and Dave Davies and I have been joking about this on Facebook amongst our group of SEO geeks, where nobody else, they don't pay any attention to it. They don't give two shits. What about writing guest posts what if I write a guest post on another SEO blog? Well, he's one of the top SEO guys in the world, and Dave Davies is a good friend of mine. And I said, well, I'd like you to write a guest post on my site. And he says, about what? And I said, about the death of guest blogging, obviously. And we'll A-B split that, right? So we'll have him come over, write a guest post. But here's the thing. We're an SEO company. He's an SEO company. We're not just an SEO company. Mind is also dev and design. But one portion of what we do is SEO. And we talk about SEO on the blog on a regular basis, right? So if he comes in and does a guest post and we give him some link juice back from our site, which, you know, his site's obviously bigger than ours right now, and that's fine. So that would make sense for us to have somebody that has more blog juice on their site, right, to write a guest post on our site about SEO. That's how this whole thing works, right? So how would we be penalized for doing that? We are doing exactly what standard marketing rules apply. If the Reebok company says we're going to have the CEO of Nike write a post on Reebok, are you guys not doing similar things? Does this not make sense to the readership? It absolutely does, right? So Should he not get some link juice from that, or should we nofollow his link? Well, we could nofollow his link back. Complete and utter bullshit. So he should absolutely get credit for that post and have that as a link back. Now, we were talking about A-B split testing that, and I said, well, I'll write an article for your site, and you write an article for my site. We'll see what happens. Do we both get punished? You know, and similar articles on the death of guest blogging is A, redundant, and B, it's just to be a pain in the ass to Matt Cutts, right?
Yeah.
Well, not just Matt, his team. You do realize, guys, that Matt isn't the one sitting there going, screw these guys, screw these guys, screw these guys, let's get rid of all of them, right? That's not his goal. Matt's a nice guy. I know Matt. He is good friends with Brian Mark, who's my old business partner. He's a good guy. He's, I think too many times there's too many Cutlets out there, you know, Matt Cutts fanboys that are like, oh my gosh, everything he says is absolute gold and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. That's fine. On the one point, he's speaking as Google. So take that with a grain of salt. Okay. Do what you're going to do and do it for helping your company. If you're not, then you're not putting enough forethought into it, right? Does that make sense?
Makes sense to me.
It does. And, you know, it's interesting, too, when a business finds itself in penalty, I find that I believe a business is much more vulnerable to black hat tactics because they find themselves in penalty, then all of a sudden the revenues that they had been generating aren't there. Oh my God, what are we going to do?
Panic.
Yep, absolutely, Russ.
Panic sets in, and
they're looking for a quick solution to it, and that makes them susceptible to
absolutely
guys stepping in and going, "Hey, I can fix that."
Oh, like the Hoth. We did some work, you know, not negative SEO, but we had to save a client from the Hoth. $800 a month, and we'll get you all these links, and we'll do this, and we'll do that, and da-da-da, and yada-yada. The Hoth network got found out, and when that happened, clients got dumped in the dirt, and they came to us, and we were with the Hoth. We were spending $3,000 a month, or we were spending $600 a month, or this or that. And I don't want to ever call out any specific company, and so I probably shouldn't have mentioned their name. But point being, end of the day, they were doing things wrong. When Penguin and Panda were at their heyday, we had 10, 15 people a month coming to us and going, what do we do? How do we fix this? Well, you need to go and disavow all this stuff. So jumping into the next portion of this podcast, we should talk about how to define the issue and how to get out of penalty. Because, you know, we'll do this for clients, and we have a $7,500 guaranteed out of penalty package at our company, at Mind. But on the same token, if you want to handle this yourself, we'll teach you how to do it right after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Google, 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 Google. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after these commercial interest endorsements.
Hey, this is Mark Boyd from the Mind Your SEO podcast. You know, there's no worse feeling than someone telling you how bad your website looks, how hard it is to navigate, how busy and amateurish the design is, how, like Bono, they still haven't found what they're looking for. Well, very few businesses know that feeling because people are nice and they won't tell you. They just won't stay on your site and they won't come back. And if there's a problem, you'll only know because your traffic is low. Many of you are making do with a website that you know fits this description, but you don't think you can afford something better. Wrong. Out-of-Sites from Mind Development and Design will give your site the sharp, clean, professional web presence you need. And you don't have to be a technical genius to put your own fresh content and blog posts on there because it's WordPress and we'll show you how to use it. Seriously, we'll show you. Build your own contact forms with ease. Block spammers with Akismet, probably the best filter there is. Get more love from Google with the Yoast SEO plugin and cutting-edge RDFA, something your competition probably doesn't know about but will by year's end. And before I forget, out-of-sights are responsive design. They'll look great on any device from PC to smartphones. Ditch those mobile sites, people. They're old news, and Google doesn't like them. You want your website to look sharp like Joe Jackson, to navigate well like Lemmy, to get found like Rebecca Black, and to have responsive design so you get better response. Visit minddevelopmentanddesign.com or call 717-517-8383 and talk to one of our way cool, groovy, out of sight people to find out how to make your business out of sight.
Mind your SEO.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services, they've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
Glad you stuck around. We are too. Now back to the Mind Your SEO podcast from the minds at Mind Development and Design.
And we're back on the Mind Your SEO podcast. And if you have found yourself in penalty, or have the misfortune of finding yourself in penalty with Google, we're going to let you know how you can get out of penalty. And we're going to give you some signs here, some things to look for in your website performance that'll let you know that you're in penalty, or in some cases let you know you have not recovered from penalty yet. And Dave, I think you hit the very first one in the first segment, where you've got Webmaster Tools. You'll get a note in Webmaster Tools letting you know if you're in penalty.
Well, if you're in manual penalty.
But not an algorithmic penalty.
Right. That's Penguin. Panda, or yep. Wait, which one is that? I can't remember at this point. Penguin or Panda, one of the two of them, is you're going to get a manual spam action. So it'll say manual spam action is taken against you. So, due to this and due to that. And Danny Sullivan did a really great AMA on Reddit yesterday, and he brought up a very stringent point that Google was supposed to be letting us know it's sites like this, this, and this is what got you into penalty in Webmaster Tools. Google has yet to come out and give us any good definitions. So you're either going to be in penalty and get that manual spam penalty, where we can actually do a disavow and do a re-inclusion request and get an answer back from Google saying you're no longer in penalty. And you guys have seen this with other clients, right? We did we pulled 5 clients out of manual yep. penalty last year, and a couple out of algorithmic penalty as well, where they're like, okay, well, you fix this. You're no longer in penalty. That's the greatest thing that somebody like us, you know, can get, right? That's the, you did your job. You did the link audit properly. You did the disavow properly, and you're moving forward. And not the CEOs of the company, a lot of times, or the CMOs of the company, have to fall on their sword and go, look, we hired this other company. They built us a bunch of BS backlinks. We're sorry, we didn't know. We're busy running the company. We had no idea this is what was happening. From here on out, we're going to promise to do everything we can to Google's terms of service, which is basically very simple, guys. Provide quality content to your site's readers, right?
It's almost like when you're doing your content, forget about SEO completely. And I mean, you think that's fair? Because I mean, in years past, people have been so focused on keyword saturation and all, to the point where you land on these websites and it's unreadable.
So I read this blog and it has to be 33%. You've had 33% of a keyword in anything and it doesn't read properly.
Oh yeah. You know?
So you're right. You're right. Boyd, absolutely right. People see that, they have misconceptions and, well, I heard it had to be at least 13% and this and that and da da da. That's all bullshit. Excuse my French, but it's all bullshit. You should not be writing for the search engines. You should be writing for your people visiting your website. You should be doing everything you can to give them the best possible, absolute best possible experience while they're on your website. And that's that. Period. End of story. Give insightful, good information. And don't worry about the search engines. Don't worry about the traffic. Don't worry about any of that other stuff. It'll all come naturally if you do a good job, right? So Google's been preaching this for years. We've been preaching this for years as well. Some people get it. Some people don't. That being said, you know, you're going to be where you're at because of what you've done online. So make sure that what you are doing is for the betterment of your community and no other reason. Not because, oh, I got to get 13% keyword saturation in this. Okay, 13% keyword saturation is probably why you're getting in trouble. And that's not really why you're getting in trouble. On-site optimization, on-site content is not necessarily going to get you put into any trouble whatsoever. It's more about the backlinks coming from shady places. So there are a lot of key factors that work into this. So let's talk about if you get into algorithmic penalty, for example, right? You are not going to get a message in Webmaster Tools if you're in algorithmic penalty. But we've seen this happen before with other clients where, oh, we were getting 100,000 uniques a month and we went down to 2,000 uniques a month. Or we were getting 10,000 uniques a month and we're down to 200 uniques a month. Okay. And you don't have a manual spam penalty. You're in algorithmic penalty, right? So again, what were you doing with your backlinking with your previous company before you came to us? There's a whole bunch of questions. You got to tell us everything that you did.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I bought 60,000 Fiverr for $5. Do you think that might have something to do with it?
Oh, no, not at all. So,
the forensic SEO link audits have a huge deal to do with all of this. So we go through, we look at all of those sorts of things, and we find you on all kinds of different websites that you shouldn't be on. Why are you here? Why do you have 13,000 backlinks from this company? This is a .ru. You're a U.S.-based company, Russia website with 40,000 backlinks. Why are you here? What sense does this make? Does this add any value?
If you're not selling homemade borscht worldwide, then you probably have a problem.
Well, would it be safe to say that if you have some content or an article and you're getting ready to place it on a site that it's not relevant to it at all and they allow you to put it on that site, that says something about that site, because generally, even when I'm placing it, when you're placing an article and it's even questionable, that site will generally reject that.
Yeah, that's a good point, Russ.
They won't let you put it on there. They'll point out that this, you know,
it is a good site. If it's somebody that doesn't give a shit,
right?
Different story. You're right.
Exactly. And you're that right. That might be a flag that
it does say something about right. The site, Russ.
Well,
you and I have both. We've all seen those sites. Though,
do you, Russ?
Yes, I see lots of it.
Placing that on the wrong site. Why would you be placing that on a site that it shouldn't be placed on in the first place? You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. Sometimes, if you get an offer from somebody and then you wonder, you go to check out the site and you think to yourself, why?
Exactly. And that was my point is sometimes I will go to a site thinking, okay, this is going to be relevant. This will be a good placement. And I look at the blog and I'm like, this is all over the board. There's no real clear topic.
Nothing site about everything.
Exactly. That's an immediate red flag that, okay, nope, this is a no-go. But it amazes me that you see many of those sites out there.
Right. Well, and those people are made for AdSense websites where they just want content, right? And those are the ones that are going to fall off in this my blog guest update. And that's not an update per se. But it's a knock this shit off or we're going to penalize you type of thing from Google. So that's Google telling the SEO world, if you're just doing this just to get links, just so you can game our algorithm, so you can rank higher for a certain key phrase, knock it off. If it doesn't make sense, don't do it. And we're already on the... Look, everybody else that was involved in any of the blog guesting or blog post work, right? They've all been penalized, right, in the last 2 weeks.
Yep.
And knock on wood, none of our clients got put in penalty. Mm-mm. And the reason being, we're putting up quality articles that are useful and they do make sense, right? So it's like I was saying in the beginning, if Dave Davies does a post on the death of guest posting on ours as a guest post, so you guys do get the underlying tongue-in-cheek being a smartass about this entire thing. And I do a guest post on his site about that as well. We're doing that strictly as an A-B split test, right? So that won't hurt us, I guarantee it, because it's an SEO company to an SEO right. company. And we're doing it tongue-in-cheek to be smartasses and say, look, it doesn't hurt, right? So those sorts of things will still continue to happen. They need to happen. It is marketing 101. Back to the analogy we used in last week's call. If Jimmy Kimmel or who's the new guy that just took over? Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon, yep.
If it's just an hour of stand-up from Jimmy Fallon, that would die really quickly, right? He's bringing on big guests. He's doing all kinds of different things. Those are all very important. And that being said, if he doesn't do those sorts of things, then nobody's going to watch his show. So we need to be cognizant of that. And look, if you're doing this or you're doing that, regardless of what you're doing online, if you can find a like-minded company to hop on and to show you that, here's something that's interesting that we're doing as well. Orange Soda is an old the CEO of Orange Soda is a good friend of mine, and he does some really great stuff, right? So if he ever said, hey, Dave, I got something I like to put out on your guys' site because you're really good at responsive design and this, that, and the other thing, and you guys are talking about this in the industry and RDFA and things of that nature, would you mind if I put up an RDFA article? Absolutely not. That makes perfect sense, and that's a piece of content we don't have to write. So not saying we're lazy webmasters or lazy writers, because that's not the case. But the point being, does it make sense for him to put something up about exactly what we do at our company and everything else? No, not at all. That'd be like Ford going, Ford.com on their blog, Chevy saying, hey, we've got something that works really well with the Ford injector system, and we can work this out so that this can be used for Ford or Chevy.
That'll never happen.
Well, I know it'll never happen. my point is, right, it makes sense in a content aspect, right?
Right.
Okay, so go ahead. Why are you waiting to do it? Do it. Well, we heard that, cross-promoting across different verticals would be horrible.
That's kind of the I think the scenario that a lot of people are in is they're so Google has made everybody so gun-shy that they're afraid to experiment or do these things without, I'm speaking as a business owner, they're afraid of what they can and can't do. It's not like the rules are real clear.
Well, on the one hand, they're not real clear, but on the other hand, people need to say screw all this stuff that I'm hearing. Let me forget all of this keyword crap while I'm making content for my website, and let me write for my clients. Since Google is not paying me for services and goods and all that, Google's allowing me to be found. Who is going to be actually putting money into my company and allowing me to continue my business? The customers, the consumers who come in, let me write for them. And nobody wants to go to your site and hear all this formal speak about, at such and such company, we believe in high integrity. It's like, you know what? They should be able to see that by looking at your site, and they should be able to see and feel the vibe of your company there. I mean, granted, there are things you have to tell them, but if you have to tell people that that you believe in excellent customer service and you believe in the highest quality standards, then you're not telling them enough on the rest of your site, and that's where you need to step back and really analyze, what am I telling them on my about page? What am I telling them on my services page? What am I telling them on my product pages, besides just having a list of my products? Why do I care enough about these products to offer them to people and want to profit off of them? And not enough business owners ask themselves those things when it comes to the internet. They think point and click, everything's fast. Well, no, it's not, because people can point and click away from your website very easily if they don't like what they see. So strip away everything. Look at go outside of your own box. And the analogy I like to use for this is AC/DC, one of the greatest rock bands ever. Some people joke they've been making the same album over and over again for the last 30 years, but they seem to be doing well at it. But I remember reading an article years ago with Angus Young, the guitar player, and they asked him, how do you decide which songs make the cut? And he says, well, before we actually demo the songs electric, we go through them acoustic, because if you strip a song down to just acoustic guitar and the vocals, and there's not all this production, not all the loud electric guitars, if you strip it down to acoustic guitar and the song is still strong, then you've got a good song, and recording it with the electric guitars is only going to make it better. And his point there was not relying on the electric guitars to carry a weak song. And conversely, put that same kind of thought into what you're writing on your pages, and look at your about page. And ask people. Dave's always talking about A/B split testing. Find people in your circle of friends that you trust who can read your page, look at what you've put up there, and give you an honest opinion on it, which means if the writing is trite, if it's just not quite there, or if it's out and out bad, you need somebody who will tell you that, because it's all about the end user. What is the end user going to get out of your site? What's going to make them want to come back? What is going to make them want to do business with you on your site? And it's not a bunch of keyword stuffed writing.
And you can see it too right off the bat. I mean, I see so many blog posts throughout the month, and you can tell by just reading and not even looking at, not even work related. I'm just doing searches for my own personal, amusement or whatever. And I come across this stuff and I'm like, this is just crap. It's like, there's so much crap out there. And, really easy to see it. And so when you do come across a site that has good quality content, I remember them.
Absolutely.
I go back to them because there is an abundant amount of crap out there. And so that's where I give Google some leniency, because I understand that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to eliminate the crap on the internet. And so therefore I tend to cut them some slack, as much as they do frustrate me. But
yeah, I'm with you there.
they are frustrating, but on the at the end of the day, look, if you guys are doing something to get articles out for a client site or for any site, period, just to get the links, and I don't care. Google will eventually find that. It does take a long period of time in some cases for that to actually happen. So that's not one of those where you're going to be able to find it immediately, but we need to be cognizant of those sorts of things, right? We've discussed this several times internally, and you guys every once in a while, hey Dave, what about this one? What about this one? And, because it looks like it could be good, but on the same token, it could be a pile of junk as well, right? So we don't want any of that to come in for our clients, because, at the end of the day, if you're not certain, ask somebody that knows more than you. And if you can't make up the decision on your own, is this going to benefit my clients? Is this going to benefit anyone, any of my readership? If the answer is no, or I'm not sure, then you really need to rethink that. So before you go forward, because algorithmic penalty can take forever to get out of. We've already dealt with this, right? So, make sure that you're not in that position where you have to deal with that sort of thing. That would be my personal opinion on that. But I don't know. You guys are the ones in the trenches. I consult mostly and do several phone calls for this, that, or the other thing and whatnot. But you guys know exactly what I'm talking about. There's quality websites out there. There's quality websites looking for content. And if you're not certain, ask somebody. By all means, please use our Ask a Question section on Mind Development and Designs, the bottom right-hand corner of the sidebar on Mind.
Yep, click on that stinking button and send us some questions.
Click on that, send us some questions. We're more than happy to answer them. Give us use case scenarios. We're more than happy to help out. So, and that's at no cost to you guys. Anybody listening to this podcast, please do go and check that out. We're always looking for new ideas for our podcasts. Dave Davies will be on soon. We'll get Jim Hedger on. We'll start bringing on new guest podcasters. So this is still fairly new. Is this our 10th or our 12th podcast?
I think this is our 9th, actually.
9th. Okay. No, we've got 9 in there. I think
we do have 9. So this is the magic 10.
Magic 10. So
wow, we're reaching puberty.
Yeah, I think we've got about close to 10,000 downloads right now. I'm also sending this out over podcast.neo1seo. So if you're hitting us there, that's great. Wherever you're finding us from, We would love to hear from you, love to talk to you. Anybody that needs to know anything about their website, please let us know. We will help you out. It's all free of charge on the podcast, although we will expose anything that's happening, anything that's not happening, da-da-da, yada, yada. You want us to keep your name quiet, we can keep your name quiet. All that good stuff being said, be sure to check that out on the site. And from the team at Mind, Mind Your SEO. This is David.
This is Mark.
And this is Russ.
We'll see you guys next time.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, remember, turn on, tune in, and rank.